Then, written and read by Morris Gleitzman.
Then we ran for our lives, me and Zelda, up a hillside as fast as we could. Which wasn't very fast. Not even with me holding Zelda's hand and helping her up the slope. You know how when you and two friends jump off a train that's going to a Nazi death camp, and you nearly knock yourself unconscious but you manage not to, and your glasses don't even get broken, but your friend Kaya isn't so lucky and she gets killed, so you bury her under some ferns and wild flowers, which takes a lot of strength, and you haven't got much energy left for running and climbing? That's how it is now for me and Zelda. "My legs hurt," said Zelda. Poor thing, she's only 6. Her legs aren't very big. And she's wearing bedtime slippers, which aren't very good for scrambling up a steep hill covered with prickly grass. But we can't slow down. We have to get away before another Nazi train comes along with machine guns on the roof. I glance over my shoulder. At the bottom of the hill, the railway track is gleaming in the sun like the shiny bits on a Nazi officer's uniform. I peer up the slope. At the top is a thick forest. When we get up there, we'll be safe. We'll be hidden. The next Nazi train won't be able to see us, as long as Zelda doesn't yell rude things at them. If we can get up there. "Come on," I say to Zelda. "Keep going. We mustn't stop." "I'm not stopping," says Zelda indignantly. "Don't you know anything?" I know why Zelda's cross. She thinks I'm lucky. I am. I'm 10. I've got strong legs and strong boots. But I wish my legs were stronger. If I was 12, I could carry Zelda on my back. "Ow!" she says, slipping and bashing her knee. Gently, I pull her up. "Are you okay?" I say. "No," she says as we hurry on. "This hill is an idiot." I smile, but not for long. Suddenly, I hear the worst sound in the world. The rumble of another train in the distance, getting closer. I peer up the slope again. The forest is too far. We won't get there in time. If the Nazis see us on this hillside, we'll be easy targets. My shirt's got rips in it that are flapping all over the place. Zelda's dress is lots of colours, but not camouflage ones. The train is getting very close. "Lie flat," I say, pulling Zelda down onto the grass. "You said we mustn't stop," she says. "I know," I say, "but now we mustn't move." "I'm not moving," says Zelda. "See?" We're lying on our tummies, completely still except for a bit of panting. Zelda is clinging on to me. Her face is hot against my cheek. Her hands are gripping my arm. I can see that one of her fingernails is bleeding from pulling up ferns for Kaya. The noise of the train is very loud now. Any second it'll be coming round the bend below us. I wish we had ferns to hide under. Near us is a rabbit hole. I wish me and Zelda were rabbits. We could crouch deep in the hillside and eat carrots. But we're not. We're humans.